So now we're going to take up the machlokas in the Gemara. It seems like a strange machlokas, because after Marzucha introduces us to the concept of korin lo mezamnin, a love, that is to say that the third person is not physically present, but we're in communication with him. However, he said by 10, that wouldn't work. By 10, you have to have the 10th person present. Physically, Korin lo mezamnin won't work for 10. Then you had Rav Ashi, who disagrees, but it's an interesting disagreement. Ipcha mistavra, the exact opposite. So he accepts the idea of Korin lo mezamnin alav, but the opposite way. That is, he's more lenient by 10. By 10, we could be more lenient. Koran lo mezamnin alav. But by 3, that's where you require adonaiti. That by 3, you can't have this phenomenon. So that seems very strange, because the way we were looking at it, the requirements for 10 should have been greater. Because then you're mentioning God's name, Nevarach Elokeinu. So it would seem that the requirements should be greater. That's the way we were approaching it until now. He's reversing it by 3, where it's less of a dovish of a kedusha, whatever, just for want of a better term. Where the conditions should seem to be less demanding, he's more strict. But in doing so, he's bringing in a completely separate factor. He just brings in a separate factor, which we're out of nowhere. And that is nirin, what it looks like, appearances. So he introduces a new factor called appearances. And if you introduce a new factor called appearances, then the results are going to come out the opposite. Appearance-wise, it's pretty obvious that you only have 2, you don't have 3. So if you're going to establish a requirement now that the group has to appear, has to have a certain appearance. So yeah, okay, according to that, yeah, if one person leaves, it's pretty obvious that it's 2. 2 does not look like 3. And by Asara, Tishanir and Kasara. The first approach of the Gemara, the approach of Marzutra, seems to be easier, smoother. It's accepting the fact that when you have the serif, so the person leaves, you have the phenomenon of Korin lo mezamnin alav. It accepts that fact. And that's why it works by 3. However, the reason why it doesn't work by 10 is for a different reason. It's because by 10 you have a new phenomenon of, you mentioned Nevarach Elokeinu. So you need an entity of 10, as we've learned. You need an entity of 10. So it's Adonaiti. Whereas by Shlosha, it's sufficient that you have 3 people. You have the Tziruf. You have Tziruf of Shlosha. Okay. Here, it becomes completely reversed. It's not negating the phenomenon of Korin lo mezamnin alav, but it's reversing the whole thing because it introduces a whole new idea of nirin. And that becomes the dominating factor, nirin. So if you're going to introduce nirin, then the result will be the exact opposite. That if one person leaves by 3, one person leaves, you can't have Korin lo mezamnin because it's not nirin kishlosha. But by 10, since we have this idea of tisha nirin kasara, so there it is acceptable. It's interesting that the Gemara paskins like Marzutra, v'hilchos like Marzutra, which is to say that by 3, Korin lo mezamnin is in effect, but by 10, it's adonaiti. And the Gemara paskins like Marzutra, my tama, kivin deboy la kure shem shemayim, since you have to mention God's name, butza me'asara lav orach ara, less than 10 is not appropriate. Which means to say that by 10 you must have, you have to have them all in place. But that argument doesn't seem, at first glance, to be determinative with regard to the issue of 3. Because Marzutra is makel with 3. By 3 he holds that the third person can Korin lo mezamnin. It would seem, however, that Hilchosa Kamarzutra is on both counts, but the reason that's given only applies to the second case. The Rambam in Perek Halachah Gimel Paskins, Shlosh Shachlo, V'yatzach Echad Man, L'shuk, Karan Lo, K'day Shechav L'shmo Ma'ashen Yomrin. We did this Rambam already. U'mazavin Olav, V'hu B'shuk, V'yotze Yidei Chavoso. Then he says when he returns, obviously, when he returns he has to bench. Aval Asara Sha'achlu, V'yatzach Echad Man L'shuk, Ein Mazavin Olav, Atche Yaslam Komo, V'yeshev Imohen. So by 10, he has to return. This is Marzutra. Let's see if we can start off with Ravashi. Interestingly enough, it seems as a result of all the discussion that maybe his position is a little easier to approach. And the idea of Zimun is based upon the concept of Rivui Deos, as we've used the term. When people join together, all right, so the minimal is three. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Gadol Hashem Iti. So you have three. You have a phenomenon of three. So there are two things over here. There's the Deos, right? You have to have the Deos of Shlosha. That was a very big point that we discussed, whether two. And we rejected the idea of two because it's lacking in Deos. Even though we said Mea Nashi Ketre Gavri, even though women don't partake of it, but at least you have the Deos. So, if that's the case, one could ask, so what's the problem with Koran Lom and Zarman? You have the Deos. Right? You have Deos of Shlosha. What's the problem over here? It would seem, well, that's the point. I believe that perhaps that is the key question, and that's the point of departure. Whereas Marzutcha says, you have the Deos of Shlosha. And there's the Tziruf. You create a Kfiyas. You have a Kfiyas of Shlosha. And as long as it's still extant, you have a Kfiyas of Shlosha, it's still extant, because as long as that third person is in communication, so the Tziruf of the Shlosha is in existence. And, of course, now when you're coming to 10, you're talking about something new. Because by 10, you're introducing the phenomenon of a Davish of Akdusha. You're mentioning God's name, so then you need a Chefza. Then you need a Chefza Shel Asara. So it's not just the Ribui Deos over here. The Ribui Deos per se, that's operative with regard to Shlosha. And the unit of Shlosha is defined through the Ribui Deos, in terms of the Kfiyas, as manifested through Kfiyas, and the Kfiyas has not been broken. When you're coming to Nevarach Elokeinu, you're coming to a new phenomenon, as has been mentioned by the group. It's a qualitatively different phenomenon. And it's a traditional one, where you have to have a unit of Asara. You have to have a unit of Asara, that's 10. You can't go by what it looks like. Getting back to that original question, the crucial question, where the road, the split in the road, so to speak, that is, what is the idea? Is it simply Ribui Deos? I think that Ravashi is saying that it's not just the Ribui Deos of Shlosha, but the Ribui Deos has to manifest itself in a group of Shlosha. We're talking about groups. And when you come to Asara, it's the same thing. It's not that, again, I agree with what the fellow said, that the 10 is not a separate thing, a Chefza Shel Asara. 10 is just a further manifestation of the Ribui Deos. So when you have the Ribui Deos of Asara, then you're permitted to say Elokeinu. However, what he's saying is that it's not just Ribui Deos per se, but the Ribui Deos have to manifest itself in a unit of Shlosha. And it has to manifest itself in a group of Shlosha. Or it has to manifest itself, when it comes to Asara, it has to manifest itself in a unit of Asara. So therefore, the group that's participating has to have the shame of a group of Shlosha. Or when we're talking about 10, it has to have the shame. It has to have the quality. That's where he says this is determined by the Roa. That the Roa, that's an accident. An accident of a group is the appearance. Where does the shame Shlosha, where does that come from? That can come from the Roa. Because that's one of the attributes of a group, the fact that it has an appearance. So therefore, the hypothetical Roa gives the group its character of being a group of Shlosha, or being a group of asara. So, in terms of deos, you always have to have the deos. You can't eliminate the deos. So that's why by asara, koron lo mazamnin. So he agrees. He says, insofar as ribu deos, that he does not have a problem with. See, we have to account for that as well, that he's not negating the idea of koron lo mazamnin. Otherwise, they're saying two completely different things, that you can't even bring them together. He's acknowledging that in terms of the ribu deos requirement, koron lo mazamnin lo. So that's ribu deos. But he said that there's a problem over here because you have to have a unit of shlosha, a discernible unit of shlosha. So that if it's koron lo mazamnin, you don't have a unit. You have the discernible unit is a unit of shnayim because the roa doesn't see shlosha. But in the case of asara, so koron lo mazamnin works. Because as far as ribu deos is concerned, you have asara. And as far as the unit having a certain character to it, it has the shem asara by virtue of the fact that the roa gives it the shem asara. Because einu amar lahavchin, it appears like 10. So appearance is sufficient to give it the character, it has the character of being a unit of asara, due to the phenomenon of appearance which comes into play at just this point. To clarify, with regard to 10, if 10 is your typical minion,
right.
So then you can't play these games. You can't have koron lo mazamnin, you got to be there. Exactly.
Okay.
But if you're saying it's a different type of a group, which Rav Ashi is introducing,
okay.
It's purely within the framework of ribui deos and birkas hamazon. So then it's a different kind of a group, but it still has to partake. It still has to have a characteristic of a group, of shlosha.
Right.
So by shlosha, the only way is by three. However, by asara, it does have the characteristic. Why? Because it has the same appearance as 10. That's sufficient to give it the shame shloshah.